I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public with KRCU Public Radio, and I'm joined with the Missouri Department of Revenue Director, Trish Vincent. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, John. I really appreciate it.
Maybe a lot of people in Missouri don't know that much about it because up until recently, the requirement really wasn't there. Can you tell me more about the Real ID, how it started, and what people needed
in it? The Real ID Act was actually passed in 2005 at the federal government, the Real ID Act of 2005, and it was a result of 9/11. We all remember that tragic day. Some of us probably remember where we were when that happened. So in order to make sure that the people getting on airplanes are who they say they are, they implemented this particular law. Now, why it's taken so long, and interestingly enough, I was the director of revenue back then in 2005. Now, I wasn't the director, you know, all that time. I'm back now because of Governor Kehoe asked me to come back over here. But so it started 20 years ago, which is hard to imagine. Now, what happened is all 50 states had to pass laws in each individual state to implement what the federal government wanted us to. So Missouri didn't implement it, actually. We weren't one of the later ones until 2017, and we started issuing Real ID license in 2019. So the reason this deadline is so important on May 7th is the deadline. All 50 states are actually following the same law. We asked for the same documents, and each state has an emblem on the license to indicate it's a real ID. And so this deadline is significant. It has been postponed a number of times because states were struggling to meet the requirements, but I think we're down to the wire this time. And the bottom line is, if you need a real ID driver's license to get on airplanes for domestic flights. And so we're trying to educate people. So if they have trips planned this summer, if they're flying, there is a requirement, and the TSA is going to look for that. Does that make sense, John?
Sure, absolutely. I guess one question that might come up, you know, do you need a real ID if, let's just say, you don't plan to make any flights, just driving or voting, do they need it?
No, you do not. And Missouri is a unique state. When we passed Real ID in 17, it's an option. You can either get a regular driver's license or you can get a Real ID driver's license in the same way with the non-driver ID and the non-driver Real ID. So it's a choice. Now, it will be required, let's say, if you're going to Whiteman Air Force Base or you're going into a federal courthouse or any type of federal facility. If you have a Social Security office, it's very possible, you know, it's a federal office. So it is the Missourian's choice whether they want to or not. Now, right now in Missouri, only about 45% of people that have a driver's license or a non-driver's license actually have a real ID. Quite frankly, some people may decide they would prefer to get a passport, and many people may have both. So again, this is up to the Missourian to determine what their lifestyle is and if it's a need for them. And I might add, getting a Real ID driver's license or getting a Real ID non-driver's license, it is the same cost as just a regular driver's license or a non-driver's license. And you're right, you don't need a Real ID to vote. Your driver's license will suffice. So, and you do need a driver's license, obviously, to drive, but it doesn't have to be a Real ID one.
Okay. Second part of that, I heard you mention the passport. So let's just say that you have a driver's license and you have a passport. Do you need a Real ID if you're flying?
That's your choice.
Okay.
If you have a passport and it is a valid passport, that means it's not expired, you can certainly use that on domestic flights because that is a federal document. And so if you have that, it's not required to have a Real ID. Now, I happen to have two because you do have to have a passport if you're flying outside the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the Real ID can only be used on domestic flights, commercial flights, and that's inside the continental U.S., as you are well aware. So it's totally up to the patron.
Most of all, you know, people are hearing this. The deadline is May 7th. So what do they need and how long can they expect to get the Real ID back once they go to get that?
So when you come in to a driver, you can go. We have 174 contract offices across the state. You can go into any of those. They have driver's license. You know, they are able to take the application. That's where you would go normally to renew your driver's license. When you go in there, you can say, I want a real ID, but there are some requirements. You have to have either a birth certificate or passport to show that, you know, you're who you are, Social Security number. You have to have two forms of residency that mean where you live. So it could be your voter ID card. It could be a cell bill, a utility bill. And then we will scan those documents in. Those will identify who you are, and then we will take your picture, obviously, like we do on any driver's license, and you will leave there with your old driver's license saying it's void on the front, and then you will have a piece of paper. We don't actually give people driver's license anymore when you walk out the door. You get a piece of paper that is legal to drive on, and then in 7 to 10 days, you will get your real ID in the mail. And on the real ID, the identifier is, there's a gold or yellow, whichever color you want to call it, in the corner with a white star, and that indicates it's a real ID driver's license. But again, you need to plan for this, because if you're leaving on May 7th and is now, you know, April the 25th, you're on a tight time frame here if you're going to be flying on May the 7th or 8th. Now, if you're flying in September and you're going on a trip, right, you have pretty much the summer that you can get these documents together and go to the DMV. I might add, for women who have name changes, you do have to bring in a certified marriage certificate. So because that shows from your birth certificate, you know, that your name changed when you got married. Certified marriage license, if you know the county that you are married in, which I assume most women do, if you don't have a certified one, you can go to the recorder's office and get a certified copy. So I might mention, too, there are other documents that you can use for residency and so on, and you might look on our website at dor.mo.gov and go to the Real ID. There's a whole litany of documents that you could choose from that you could bring in to verify when you want to get a real ID driver's license or non-driver's license.
Okay, well, that more or less answers all the questions I think most people would have. But once again, if people want to know more and just see the full list of documents, what is that website once again?
It is dor.mo.gov. One thing I might want to mention is if you're license or your non-driver's license has not expired yet and you come in to get a real ID, mm-hmm. your expiration date will be the same that was on the document that you surrendered. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
So if your driver's license is going to expire 2 years from now, and it always expires on your birthday, so make sure you look at your driver's license on your birthday to make sure it hasn't expired. But let's say it expires 2 years in advance from today. If you come in to get a real ID, that expiration date is not going to change. It's still going to be 2 years from today, which means in 2 years you're going to have to come back to renew. Most driver's licenses are for 6 years. If you're under the age of 70, if you're over 70, it's only 3 years. Same way at 21. If you're under 21, it's a 3-year license. But what will happen when you come in for your regular renewal to get your 6-year, you won't have to bring those documents in again because we have them in the system. So I just want to make sure that people understand that. Additional thing for young people that are getting their license at 16, if I were mom and dad, I would get my real ID then, because you are presenting the documents that you will need, right? So go ahead and sign up for a real ID when you get your first driver's license.
Okay. All right. Very informative, and thanks for taking the time. Once again, we've been speaking with Missouri Director of Revenue, Trish Vincent, talking about the real ID, and we'll have more details on our website as well.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate you bringing this to the folks there, and hopefully they will have some valuable information, and just educating people is important.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, John.